Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And I'm joined by my amazing and illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And tonight, we got a special guest. We got adult entrepreneur, Rod Zarius, in the house. So,
oh,
so if you want to holler at us, you want to talk to Mr. Zarius a little bit later on, feel free to hit us up, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number, 646-929-2037. And, of course, we want to hear from you. We want you to jump in. You can check us out at smoothdrama.com. That's www.smoothdrama.com, where you can even check out my face that's made for radio on the in the chat room, and we're social network. So Twitter, Smooth Drama, Facebook, my yearbook tagged everywhere else. I'm Dick Hugger. Hit me up, add me, follow me, whatever. I'll follow you back. And as you know, because we do it, drum roll, last but not least, because we know y'all ain't really trying to stalk me. Y'all really trying to get at Miss 100%.
Yeah, because I'm get-attable. That's the new word.
Get-attable.
You can reach me at Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook. Miss Short Thang, THANG, on tag, or you can email me at I'm Not 1BS. And you know what? The whole Twitter thing, I've tried. I just can't get into it. So if somebody wants to school me or, you know, help me to become comfortable with Twitter, I might even do the Twitter thing. But right now, I just can't do it. It just don't feel right.
Does Twitter make you uncomfortable?
I mean, Twitter is not vibing. It's the whole at this and at that and at and just whatever, man. I just can't see telling the whole world, you know, I just changed my goals this morning, you know, finally or whatever. I just can't do it. It's just so much on there.
What's wrong with
information on Twitter?
What's wrong with telling the world that you changed your drawers this morning? Come on. That's what it's all about.
I just can't. It's just so much on there. It's just like, really, you could have just left that out. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, but, you know, that's why we have a new word for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Our new word for this week is pussification. As you know, we seem to be well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we gotta get to the bottom of this new word, pussification.
Yes, there's some pussification going on. I will clarify as we go on through the show. But I mean, I could talk about the pussification of our nation right down in my favorite state of Florida. Y'all know how I feel about Florida. And if you don't know, I have great feelings for Florida. Florida is a place where stuff happens. It is not just at Disney World.
Hi.
Special shout out to Representative Rich Workman, who, you know, he just passed the law. Y'all know we talked about the whole we talked about the whole midget throwing or dwarf tossing or whatever.
Tossing, dwarf
now,
tossing.
You know, he has a few things that he said no to. He was for dwarf tossing, but no to gay marriage, no to medical marijuana and stuff like that. And I get the no to the gay marriage because, of course, if he says he's for gay marriage, then, you know, he wouldn't have the opportunity to stomp on the floor somewhere. And, you know, they always, if you are vehemently against something, you're probably doing it on the low.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, he can't be for the medicinal marijuana because then he might get busted when he's
right.
That one with the homie. But I'm stuck on the whole dwarf tossing. Now, yeah, maybe there might be two or three of them who may think it's cute. But I'm thinking the rest of them probably. Little people, dwarf, midget, whichever one you want to call them, or whichever one they want to be called, I'm sure there's quite a few of them that are like, nah, dog, that ain't cool at all.
This is crazy because, first of all, we can't even get heard on things that are of any type of importance. Or have any substance to them. I won't name any of them because I have a lot of them, but we will spend our time on worrying about whether or not midgets like to be taught. I don't get that. I'm just trying to figure out the whole process of making a law that says that it's legal to talk. 12 dwarfs or little people. I don't understand.
Yeah, and we ain't talking about tossing salad either. It's for the law, I guess, in Florida. And you can explain it, you know, it's the old thing where we say you just don't try to explain crazy because that's too much.
I mean, these are the same people who said that it's okay to just pull somebody on the side of the road and give them a rectal search on the side of the road if they suspect that you're hiding something up your ass.
Yeah, I don't want that job. But now it's funny. I mean, because you talk about the inconsistency of the laws here. I can throw a dwarf in Florida. That's all good. But there's a Nevada man who is facing misdemeanor charges after authorities said he carried his mother out of a church when she arrived to stop his wedding.
He carried her out.
Yeah, Justin Lee Harris. He carried his 56-year-old mother out of the church because she was loudly objecting to the ceremony. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm thinking that during your wedding, you don't want your mama hollering. You don't want anybody hollering and screaming and objecting. That's kind of not what's supposed to go on. And,
well, they will say, speak now, forever hold your peace, so she was speaking.
Okay. Yeah, but and he took her ass out. I don't see that as a reason for him to get a misdemeanor charge.
No, I don't.
I mean, disorderly conduct and coercion charges.
Coercion?
Yeah.
What is that all about? Coercion. This is orderly conduct. He's at his own venue. It's his venue. How can you be charged with disorderly conduct at your own venue?
Yeah.
And you're taking the person out that's causing the disturbance.
Well, I'm looking at the police officer that actually took him. Like, you really took a man to jail on his wedding day?
Wow.
Because he didn't want to hear his crazy ass mama hollering at the wedding.
And you know she was acting a fool too. You know know she was wilding out. Mamas can be a trip, especially those mamas that the mother of mama's boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can woo. Yeah, they can show their ass.
Yeah, but he went to jail for that.
Oh,
I can't get past the fact that he went to jail for that. I'm like, wow. I mean, unlike Madoff, I don't know how nobody hasn't raped him or beat him up or something. You know, he's giving interviews, talking about, yeah, I feel safer in prison than in New York. They call him Uncle Birdie or Mr. Madoff. And he even did another interview where he was talking about, yeah, I don't give a...
Wow.
Yeah, about his victim. He don't give a fuck. Now, think about that for a second.
He said he don't give a fuck about his victim? He said fuck his victim?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
I'm sorry.
Period.
That's not right, but that's some funny shit.
Right. I mean, he's just, hey, I got you, sucker.
I know I ruined your life and stole all your damn money, but fuck you. Fuck that, that's gangster.
Right. I mean, he just put it out there like, you know, hey, that's what it is.
Well.
So, yeah.
He figured I'm in jail for the rest of his life, right? He's never getting out of jail, right? So
he's got 150 years.
Yeah, so he's never getting out of jail. So like,
right.
I kind of, you know, feel the way he feel. I mean, you know, it's bad what happened, but he's like, I got 150 years. Fuck all y'all. No more damn questions. Yeah, with that. 150 years. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, what you gonna say to me? You can't tell me nothing. I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But Uncle Bernie?
Uncle Bernie.
Who calling him Uncle Bernie?
Some sucker in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna investigate that one. Uncle Bernie.
Well, I know you got your... your suspicions about Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, Uncle Bernie. Here go your pretty cup, Daddy. Woo! Okay, I've been rare for tonight.
Exactly. I was going to say, you know, we don't want to be stuck talking about the bad news. To the ladies out there, you know, normally Miss 100, I got something to say about these stupid studies that they have. But there's a study that was saying crunches and straight leg raises can trigger full body orgasms in women.
You didn't know that?
One, I'm not a woman, and every crunch and leg raise that I've done, they've only caused knee pain.
Yeah, but I, you know, never mind, I was going to say something, but yeah.
Well, I mean,
for all you pussy experts out there that don't know shit about pussy, because, you know, it's a lot of people out there that, you know, they just know everything about sex. That's absolutely true. Now, depending on the individual, full body orgasm, I'm not sure about. However, that is a fact. You know, the legs and, you know, how you position your legs, it positions the vagina. So, I mean, depending on the way that your body is angled, you can get that spot.
Okay.
Hitting it hard, if you're hitting it soft,
we talking about just crunches.
No, he said leg raises too.
And
just
straight
think about it.
Leg raises.
I'm about to bring it together for you.
Oh, you bringing it together for me?
Now, I don't know about other people when they're having sex, But when you're having sex, sex is not just a lay there type of thing. So if you're moving and doing different positions and all of that, and you're putting your body into it when you're having sex, you still get the result of as if you were doing crunches and leg raises. So it depends on what you're doing in the bed. Now, you might not experience it if you just laying there and just taking it, you know, or if you just somebody that just liked to ride and he just liked to lay there, you might not get that. But if you're in the deep throes of passion, oh, I like that, and you really working it out, you will get the same results. You know, you moving and bending your legs and, yeah, okay, let me come. God, it's warm in here.
All righty then. Now,
I don't know about full body, but I do know that a lot of working out, while you working out, you experience a better orgasm.
All right. Well, thank you for that lesson there. We go. Go on a break here before we bring my man Rod Darius on. This is Dale Firebird off the Scrub Life mixtape. Mary.
Never really had much, never met her dad, she was sad and such. She got bussed to a school in a good neighborhood, but the kids didn't treat her like a good neighbor would, man. Harassing her for the clothes that her mom supplied. The first couple times they did it, she cried. After a while, she would take it in stride. Walking down the hall between classes, she'd let it all slide, swallowing her pride to the point that it was fully eaten. After school, getting bullied and beaten, but to her mom, she made none of it known. She figured that her mother already had enough problems of her own. She came home one day to a new face, a man in her living room unpacking a suitcase. Her mom said he's gonna stay with us for a while. At the news, Mary cracked a smile. She figured he'd be like a dad, or maybe an older brother. He can stay as long as he wants, she told her mother. And at first it was kinda nice, everybody got along for the most part, just a couple minor fights. But as the months went on, it got worse. If he didn't get his way, he would scream and curse. Mary never knew this was how a father behaved. It was less father and daughter and more master and slave. All the money mom saved, he would blow, getting bent, broke open her piggy bank, stole every cent. He would come home drunk and snort lines in the living room openly. Some nights he lost control.
Together you got smooth drama.
Yeah, welcome back to Smooth Drama. Sorry about that. We was having some technical difficulties, and that was quite ugly.
That kind of nasty.
Yeah.
We apologize, people.
So, right now, without further ado, we go and bring my man Rod on, and we'll talk to him. And once again, we apologize for the technical difficulties, and hopefully, we have that fixed and taken care of. Because we cannot have that. That sounds like my kind of rap. or at least me physically rapping.
That's really bad.
Hey, I'm not going to perpetrate like I know what I'm doing. Because I don't.
I wouldn't tell anybody that.
Yeah, I'm good. I cannot do it.
Hello.
Mrs. Arias, welcome to Smooth Drama.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good show so far. Doing well.
Hey, Todd, how are you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Now, as far as websites go, I mean, yours is been one of the most interesting ones that I've seen in a long time. Explain to me the philosophy behind the website.
Well, can you, okay. I wanted to see if I could, well, I don't know. In the plus size community has always been kind of underserved. And so, I mean, it's difficult to find good context and quality work in mainstream adult activities, and it's even further behind in, you know, plus size.
Okay. So, as a, you want to highlight the plus size woman?
Yeah, well, I'd like to do all the things that would enhance a relationship with a plus size woman. You know, and that, and from the range of stimulating her mind with some, you know, some interesting reading, to finding the right set of fashion that fits her properly and, you know, flatters her figure and highlights your activities, you know, to just media that the two of you that can consume, that the both of you can actually relate to.
Okay. And so and tell the people what your website is and what you do and how they can get involved with it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure we'll leave involvement for the end of that. The website itself, the unique part of this is that it's what's typified as a mega site these days, where it's a collection of a variety of genres. You know, we have about 38 to 40 genres in there. But the unique part of what I'm doing is that we have that fused with a social network so that you can partake in all these activities, appreciate them, but you also have someone that you can readily share whatever your opinions are or your favorites or your, you know, whatever your mindset is. You can find like-minded people. And that was what was severely lacking in a lot of other sites. And so we're located. So the social network site is located at groups, groups.ps. / Amatory X, AmatoryX.
Okay. And
it's free to join. You log in there. You can download a toolbar that will give you access, pull down access to all the sites that we have. So there's no typing, there's no surfing, there's no passwords. Once you log in, it's just like, you know, getting a ticket at the fair. You get the little bracelet on your wrist, and you can ride all the rides.
All right.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So my question is, how does a person just decide one day that I'm going to do an adult website? That's what I want to do. That's what's going to happen, and then begin to put it all together.
I think it was just a mostly a byproduct of being underserved socially. You know, because being black, you know, we're used to not seeing ourselves on TV and not seeing ourselves in movies. And that was, you know, magnified in adult movies, obviously. And then we go into things like fashion, where if you happen to be attracted to a plus size woman and you're really serious about that, that means you go shopping with her. And so, you know, it's really critical to be able to find clothes so that you don't leave every mall you go to crying. You know, and so we sought out to solve some of those sorts of problems. So I didn't really come at this from the same, you know, itch scratching direction that maybe most people come at adult activity from.
Okay. Now you said the way other people come at it. I mean, you want to clarify what?
Well, that's a gross presumption. So I'll take that back. I retract that on its face. Sorry.
No, I mean,
I can't presume to know why other people engage in this, but I should only stick to my motives.
No, I mean, we know there's a general perception out there of why people do what they do and why. And, you know, I'm interested in your counter programming of that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I asked you the question, because I want to know what your thought process was in doing it, because, okay, you see the perceptions out there and that it's slanted toward this, but you're like, okay, I'm not for this because I'm for this.
Okay. Initially, I want to impart some taste and some comfort. And so, because initially, if you're actually, you know, even this way before you get to porn, if you're interested in dating, I don't know, if you like to see women, it's kind of fun to have the lights on when you're doing some things. And if she's wholly uncomfortable with that or can't find anything that fits in that, you know, then you'll never get that far. So a desire to make your mate comfortable with you so that you can engage in, you know, so that you can get to second base, as it were. I mean, that was a huge impetus for me. And I had some, you know, kind of some marital shortcomings in the bedroom or whatever. And so it seemed there came a time when it was almost required to see if we could go the extra mile to see if we were really serious about getting together. And that, you know, and so out of maybe some sort of desperation, I began to find ways to prime the pump, proceed the clouds, or whatever, however you want to phrase it. And after my divorce, we'll page ahead a couple chapters, it became obvious once you dive back into the single world that, you know, there are some tips that could be shared. There are some tactics that are more successful. There are some presentations that are better, you know, that are found more appealing. And so I decided to set out and create a place that would aspire to that aesthetic.
So like-minded individual is like an adult social network.
I would liken it to an adult cruise ship. The average social network, you plug in, you get your locker, somebody posts something, you may get a memo, but there's more reading than viewing in the average, you know, adult network. I strove to develop a place where activities happen, whether you engage in or not. The ship is sailing, so I suggest you get on. That's the kind of place I decided to build.
All right, now when you talk about activities happening, now are you talking about people being able to video chat, view each other? I mean, how does that go, interactively speaking?
Okay, well, we have a range of activities from all the way at the top of the evolutionary scale, from erotica to 3D, or pardon me, what we've coined as omnisensory erotica, where you'll get a story, it'll have montages and video collages within it, and it'll actually be read to you, so you'll have an actual hands-free kind of experience. So that's for the solo participant. And then we have some, you know, whatever. We have sites that reflect the range of social activity between partners, up to some obvious barriers with excrement and child behavior. And so wherever you fit along that scale, you could find some people, and you can you may be able to participate as a member and submit some of your content and get some, you know, acclaim from your friends and fans and awards and prizes and whatnot. We have a lot of different.
Okay, that was the question that I wanted to ask. So, do you do it now, or are you looking at in the future doing this for couples, say me and my male friend or husband or whoever? We decide that we want to experience this, the ultimate fantasy, but we don't want to fool around with cameras and all of, you know, all of the different technical things that go along with it. Where would you come in? What part would you play in that?
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there needs to be some inkling of voyeurism within the person's character to be able to, you know, because most people are having those same aspirations, the husband, wife, male to female, male to male, female to female. So within their own bedrooms, with any luck, the voyeuristic aspect comes in and wanting to share that or be able to, you know, exhibition and appear in front of other people and get the charge from that. So there's really no middle group in there between you want to be seen or don't want to be seen. If you don't want to be seen, I'm not the person to talk to. So once you're over that hurdle, I can give you some photography tips, some fashion tips, some positioning tips, some technique tips, some tantric tips, you know, all sorts of things to maximize your experience. And if you'd like to record that on film, we have a club of other like-minded participants, and then, you know, you can throw your hat in the ring as to the most outstanding, you know, participants of the week and get your ribbon, and we'll see you next week. So I don't know. I mean, but having said that, we've improved the quality of your couple experience, you know, qualitative.
Yeah, because I have to go back to something you said when you said that for the single person no hands on. I'm like, is that kind of
hands free?
Yeah,
no keyboards, no.
All right. Okay, so long as you clarify no keyboard, because you said hands free, I'm thinking that would kind of be against anyway.
Okay. Well, they haven't quite built that app yet. The moment they do, we'll probably carry it.
So, all right. So it's a online.
So having said all that, we do carry normal, you know, we have a pictorial section, we have a video section, we have some DVDs you could purchase. You know, and we have our book of the month is coming this Friday on our grand opening. One of those Errata Central features, you know, so you click and start the book and just, you know, bring a towel and brace yourself. And
So you basically offer the total experience. It's kind of like a Walmart for sexual fantasies. Whatever it is that you could possibly want to engage in, basically, you just visit the site and go shopping.
Yeah. And we actually have some, I mean, this is I set out to build an environment that visionaries could, you know, join, grab hold it, and take off from. And so, you know, because I didn't invent the wheel and I don't presume to know everything about everything, but I'm willing to make a place so that anybody who does know anything about anything can blog and get followers and straighten people out and inform the, you know, the group and, you know, and convergently, evolve all of us at the same time.
Now, I got a question. Now, people knowing what you do, I mean, do people consider you strange? You get that, like, you get attacked by people, like, why would you do something like that? And what would you say to those individuals who look stiff and may think like that?
Yeah. Well, from another life's background, about four decades of coaching, I have a whole long list of, you know, of speeches to deliver to the peanut gallery when they sound off. Oddly, I'm hard pressed to remember an incident where someone took offense or found it untasteful or untoward. It's, I mean, we screen pretty heavily to who we invite. We try to avoid the PTA, but they're having sex too, by the way.
No,
but that's how they got in the PTA.
No,
but I just. But no, so okay. But what I would say is that there isn't really anything that you're. I mean, we're not. Unless you're going to police everyone's bedrooms, then it's really rather pointless to police the mirror of everyone's bedrooms, and that's all I really pretended to be. So, in society, then, you know, until then, let's not, you know, shoot the messenger.
Yeah, I always find it funny, and as you know, there's a huge backlash against porn, and you know, everyone is against the porn. It's the gateway to Sodom and Gomorrah or whatever.
Well, okay, in some I mean, there's. I'll let that one slide because the people who usually issue that sort of argument are going to stop at a position of faith rather than fact, which, you know, I actually firmly believe in both.
Now,
but some things can't be argued.
Now, those are the people who are on your site.
Oddly, yes.
They just pretend like they're not into it.
You'd be amazed at the VOD rentals in Utah.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd rest my case.
No, I wouldn't.
So.
Yeah, just because people stomp against it. I mean, the people who are stomping against it are playing it off. Unfortunately for them, the internet has made it hard to be anonymous, so they can't be as anonymous on their home computers as they would like.
I did effort to, one of the things that we did pursue was some standard of beauty or indoor ethic, and so we tried to stay away from desperation as a hiring practice. We stay away from pink, so we don't do a lot of crotch shots and whatnot. You know, we'll leave that up to you. You can do the math out of where the slots and tabs go.
What?
And also don't really deal in a lot of pain or, you know, degradation or any kind of the things. We're trying to get back to some sort of a more formative man, you know, couple experience as opposed to, I mean, there's a corner of our site for some, you know, oddities or some kinks or some edges of the mainstream. So, but the main thing we did was to try to get porn back to a group activity between a man and a wife, not something one of you hid under the mattress or in the closet or, you know, and under a bookmark.
Hold on, what's wrong with the cross shots?
Oh no, there's not anything wrong with that. It's just that, well, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I think that's outside my own personal taste or ethic. And okay, historically, I would argue that that's probably the difference between Playboy and Hustler. Playboy actually endeavored to write an article or two, you know, and so that I think we like to consider ourselves on that side of the fence.
Yeah. Okay. none of my friends was picking up Playboy for the articles. I'm sure that's what some guys would say to their wives or girlfriends. Yes, honey, they have great articles.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, see, what our goal is to make a magazine that she would rip from your hands and read.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I just like looking at pictures of naked women.
Okay. Well, we can scratch that itch too.
Yeah. The whole reading about them, I'm good. Yeah. I mean, nothing against it. I mean, I'm the same guy who I've seen all of Beyonce's and J-Lo's videos, but I couldn't tell you a word from the songs because I would just put it on mute and watch.
Oh, true. I wouldn't argue with that. You notice they gave her a new car to hide in front of, so or hide behind her so that nobody notices how small it is. So,
wow.
That's, so it wasn't just me.
I mean, you know, I think it's a tragedy when you endeavor to get rid of the package.
Don't okay. Well, that's fine. Well, we don't put a big blot over the sections. That we just don't, you know, we don't do the skirt cam per se. So we've got quite a few novel angles for you.
It's more of real life experiences that couples have together. And come on, really, in real, and when you're having sex, you know, how often do you just have your woman just stand there and jiggle her ass for 20 minutes in front of you before you go in? Or, you know, how I say, baby, open your legs, and she got her legs wide open, playing with herself for a half an hour before you decide to get it on with her. That's how I see it.
Hold on. Everybody okay. Don't do that?
Well,
no.
I'm enjoying your standards for foreplay. which reminds me, I probably strengthened my foreplay game with that little flick football game you were talking about earlier. So I can remember I was in homeroom too. I don't know.
All right.
It is just, you know, I mean, we try to have not necessarily normal sex because people stay home for that. But
right,
we have,
right,
you know, passionate sex between real actual people with, you know, maybe an extra pound or two here or, you know, or two here or there. But there is a small effort to have made taken an extra step towards some romance or towards some, you know, some partner simulation or whatnot. So, and obviously an eye toward the visual for our fans.
Yeah. I mean, but, if you say the average, when you talk about with a pound or two, you talking about the average American.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about this site is the fact that nothing is Photoshopped. You know, there's no models, you know, mm-hmm. Nobody's perfect. You, the women are real. And then it also sends a message that, or it erases, you know, the message in people's minds, whether or not plus size women are desirable or if they can perform as well as, you know, smaller girls or, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It just erases all doubt, you know, to just send a message that, yeah, we thick and juicy, but we thick and juicy for a reason. So,
certainly. I mean, and you can tell large women that they're beautiful, but if they're sitting alone at the dance, that only is, you know, is going to go so far. So we it's well, I'll let that go.
No, I understand what you're saying. That hey, you know, it's one thing to be told that, but if they don't have a place, if everyone doesn't have a place to express themselves in every possible manner, then there could I can't hear you if I don't have a place for me also. And speaking of that place for me, tell the people once again where they can go to this site, social network, cruise ship.
Okay, fair enough. I'll simplify it so we take the math out of it and just go to amatoryx.com. And you click on there, you click enter, and it'll drag you straight to the cruise ship. So,
wow.
So amatoryx.com, amatoryx.com.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, sir, for coming on.
And, certainly.
Keep on doing what you're doing, man. For me, I don't think that is anything that's out of ordinary. I mean, because it's regular people.
Oh, good. We have a 5-site rollout over the next 8 weeks, so there'll be a grand opening every Friday. So just, you know, make a profile, make yourself at home, make some friends, and get ready.
Make a friend. On Friday, TGIF, baby.
But make it Fridays. No, I'm just kidding. I had fun. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
All right, man. We look forward. We'll be talking to you.
Hope to see you there.
All right.
You have a good night.
Night, all.
All right. Good night. All right. That was Rod Zarius. And trust me, you know, his site is over the top stimulation wise. Please believe me. No,
yeah.
Hopefully we've gotten over our technical difficulties. We gonna take a song break here. This is my homie's House of M. Superman Ain't My Name.
There's been speculation that I was involved in the events that occurred. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
What you heard, be a word on the street. If what you're thinking is true, Superman ain't me. I don't fly like a bird, travel at bullet speed. If you clapping, I ain't catching no bullets in my teeth. You see, I'm just an ordinary guy. The only thing is that I've been extraordinary rhyme. And when I'm on a track, traumatics produce the skills. Make me seem superhuman, but I'm not. So, MCing takes a whole lot of practice. No CGI, theatrics, seen a whole lot of guys try to match this, but they're unsuccessful. That don't mean that I'm something special, do it. You see, my name is A-Prime from the state of Wisconsin. Not the planet Krypton, kryptonite don't do me harm. But I'm super lyrical and battling wax the gun with my house. The M squad, so do you believe me now? Nah? You people are unbelievable. How many times do I gotta tell you, man? I'm not Superman. Yo, my name is A-Prime. All caps, no trick spelling. Yeah, all I do is rhyme, man. I don't know nothing about the superhero stuff you talk about, man. I don't know. Ask Gambit, maybe Gambit is Superman. I'm done talking.
What? Yo, slow down, wait a minute, that ain't never been my feed. Superheroes, it's a gimmick, and it's stemming from the weeds. See, I never rock a cape, I ain't got great speed. I can barely breathe, please, Superman ain't me. I'm just the son of a mailman from Milwaukee. So I might go postal besides, I'm still local. I ain't dying 95, and I didn't fight Lobo. I'm like a Marvel of sorts, and DC's for homo. So yo, just please refrain from asking. I'm part of no leagues or factions with Batman.
So what exactly do you do?
I spend my time rapping, I ain't even got a job. I just sit up on my ass, man.
And?
Damn, I just smoke weed and plan sex. So imagine Gambit up in spandex. Think about it, yo, you know that's a super plan. I don't know Superman, so you should ask my man next.
Man, this is ridiculous, man. Dude, I'm too broke to be Superman. Get on y'all jobs while y'all doing it. Can I get a job? I mean, ain't Superman white anyway? Hey, you know what? Hey, Superman is white to do his initials, DC. So you might be
wanna talk to him, his name is Dana Copper. Hey Copper, who we wanna talk to you, man?
What up, man? Yeah. So what if they call me Coppadopolis, but never been to the city called Metropolis? My weakness green, but it's not kryptonite. And when I grip the mic, I use my supervision to pick out which chick I'm finna take home and hit tonight. Grab my Wonder Woman, we can take a trip tonight. Around the globe for show to show, I got no superpowers, so now you know I fly with Pan Am. I ain't Superman, plus I'm Lex Luthor's biggest fan. To tell the truth, I don't know my pops, I don't fight no crime, and I definitely don't like cops. I'm not trying to save your girl, just the world from whack hip-hop. Or artists that think they hot when they not to the nth degree. You in tune to the House of M, superhero true MCs. Questions, please?
I can't
tackle no
crime.
Nah, you got that, man. Nah, the only booth I'm in is in the mic booth. Nah, that's the only place I change. Nah, they lying. I don't know where you gotta get the information from. Nah, it's just Dana Copper. That's it, man.
Yeah, alright, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this concludes the I Am Not Superman, quote unquote, press conference with the House of M, Mutants, whatever. And we just totally wasted our time. We still don't know who the heck Superman is. But these guys, man, you know what? I'm gonna go blog up on these niggers. I'm out of here.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was my boy's House of M, straight out of Milwaukee. Superman ain't my name. And they really and truly do not like DC Comics. Ask them why, but they're like, yeah, DC for homos. We hate them all.
Wow.
Seriously.
I like that song.
Yeah, they're a hot group. They got a lot of great music. So it's another young hip hop group that are not on that BS.
Yeah.
Positive music. Mm-hmm. Too bad we can't get our food in a positive manner though. But I guess If y'all are into that thing, I mean, you know, I've been talking about fake food for a minute here, especially when you talked about the Taco Bell incident where they being sued because they only had 42% beef when the official standard was like 45 or 47%. Anyway, they're talking about in the future, you being able to grow your own meat. Professor Post is supposedly, he's the head of the Department of Vascular Physiology at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, and he's doing some research where he's going to create a way of producing meat without it being from an animal.
I'm getting so nauseous over here, please.
Yeah, and he wants to grow steaks in the lab directly from muscle stem cells.
Oh, God, I'm ready to puke. I'm serious. This I can't take it. It's just, oh, God, that is just not right.
Yeah.
Stem cells have to come from somewhere, so where are they getting the stem cells from to grow the meat? What?
Ass cheeks.
Oh, God.
I'm saying, but it does bring a point to light. You know, I was talking about to people, they don't have to be 100% food to be served to the public.
That is true.
And I don't know why people weren't alarmed at that. You know, people are alarmed at Jay-Z being an Illuminati, but they ain't alarmed that Taco Bell don't serve you real meat. I'm just saying, we talk about what should make sense to you and what shouldn't.
Wow.
You know, is Beyonce pregnant? Okay. Do you have real meat in your food? Is your food real?
Right.
I don't care if she be pregnant or not. I could give a damn. But I would give a damn on whether or not that's a real steak.
Oh,
is that a real chicken breast? I think one is a little bit more important than the other. And they're talking about, y'all hear about them stem cell research.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, imagine that these fetuses that they're doing stem cell research on, they're growing your food from that. So technically, you could be getting your cannibal on and not knowing it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up.
I can't even respond. But I can't say, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm feeling woozy over here. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and even woozier, I'm reading where they're talking about, there's a study. Y'all know how I feel about these studies. There's a study that suggests that the public supports geoengineering ideas. And I'm like, hold on. Most people don't know what geoengineering is. And second, when they say the public supports it, I'm gonna ask you, 100. Did you get that email?
No, I wasn't asked to participate in any type of a survey or nobody. You know, telemarketers call my house all the time. They didn't call to find out, you know, if I support geoengineering.
Nothing in regular old snail mail?
Nope, nothing in the mail. Nothing came in the mail.
Well, I mean, I asked my bloggers. Chocolate, Illuminati again, Turn Black Magic. Y'all, did y'all get y'all email or your snail mail talking about whether or not you supported geoengineering ideas? I'm going to take a guess that you probably didn't.
So how can they make a statement and say that the public supports it? They haven't even polled the public or spoken to the public about geoengineering.
Hmm. Right. Yeah, they just make it up.
So what was our word of the day again?
Pussification.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you just make up bullshit? You're guilty of pussification.
Yeah. And also, you know, part of our society in general, the pussification of our society, Pennsylvania, they had a situation where there was a Cabot Oil and Gas Corps who had been delivering water to homes in the northeast village of Dimock since January of 2009 because they were actually drilling and they tainted the water in that area, the water wells, they tainted it with methane. So they asked the court and got court approval to stop bringing in replacement water by November. And excuse me, retired black major, sorry. You think about that for a second. We mess up your water, but we're tired of replacing the water for you that we messed up. And they get the council there to go ahead on and let them off the hook.
So they're saying that, yeah, it's okay for you to kill people, and you don't have to be accountable for your actions, and you don't have to make any type of what is it called? What is the word for it? When you have to pay back your victim.
Yeah.
You have to compensate your victim for the wrong that you've done to them.
Restitution.
Restitution. Oh, my God. That's why I love you. Thank you so much. Yes.
Restitution. Now, and the point is, you know, people talk about occupying Wall Street, and I get that. But I guarantee you, if they mess up the water on purpose, and then they tell you that, hey, well, we're not going to replace it, and the people allow their council to get away with that, nah, you got to ride on the council. That's what I talk about when I say the pussification of the people. I mean, because you have to be pussified mentally to say, you know what, and when I'm talking about literal pussy, vagina, whichever one you want to talk about, it, soft and wet. You just let it go.
Wow.
And somebody can mess over you like that. And that's in general, that's what we're talking about here with the American public. The stuff that's not important, you ready to ride on.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to ride on it. We're going to occupy Wall Street. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But they messed up your water in your neighborhood.
Well, maybe they should have precursored that or you know, put a little statement in there before we fucked up your water, or they fucked up the water. Why not say no football, no sports this year, and then, you know, got the crowd all, you know, worked up, you know, and then slip the water thing in there, and maybe, you know how we do, you know, if it's...
Yeah, well, that's the point. If they would have said they drilled and they messed up Three River Stadium, no more Pittsburgh football or no Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, hell no. Somebody got to say.
Somebody at the city council dies that day.
Right. Somebody got to answer for that.
Yeah. All their tires are flat. They scared to go to work because you mess with the football. But the water that you bathe in, brush your teeth in, and drink, no biggie. Water your lawn with, water your plants.
Cook for your kids with.
Yeah. That ain't important. But let them mess up the football. Mm-mm.
Mess up the sports so your ass is bread.
Right. Yeah, but they knew not to drill by the sports stadium. They know. Because all the machines have been broke down yesterday. You mess with the Phillies. They had to blew them all up. But that's what we talk about when we talk about perspective.
Yeah.
The people lack perspective. And the pussification of the people is high. It's like they say the force is strong in that one. The pussification is strong in the people nowadays.
Wow.
Yeah. That was...
You left me.
Yeah.
Pieces behind that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what... On that note, I want to thank my man Rod Zarius for coming on. Thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. As y'all know, this is Smooth Drama. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, because I just feel that way. For Miss 100%, we are, of course, Smooth Drama. And as always, y'all know, we going to go hard in the paint. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.